What a long ass Monday. I mean, it's obviously long because I haven't done a Monday episode in so long and, you know, it's been off for an entire month. So naturally everything feels overwhelming. But it was a really great Monday. It was super productive. I got a lot done. I hate to be like that person, but it was a very robust Monday. There were so many news stories. I did a lot of stuff for TikTok. I watched a lot of content. I'm still like reeling over the Game of Thrones episode. I watched it again because I had to pick up on every little thing that I missed. Yeah, that's pretty much it. I was going to say something else, but I was like, no, I'm not. I have four stories for you guys today. I don't have that much to catch you up on because we literally just finished talking no less than 24 hours ago. Of course. I mean, this isn't a story, but it was a great way to start my Monday morning when I woke up at 7 a.m. this morning. The official trailer, not the teaser, but the official trailer for Wakanda Forever, aka Black Panther 2, was released, and it looks chef's kiss. Mwah. Creme de la creme, amazing. Shuri, sorry, mother. It's a very specific reference on the first movie, if you know, you know. But it looks amazing. All the girlies are back with some new Atlantean people, which, honestly, I can't wait. It looks freaking amazing. I will say this, though. When I first saw the teaser trailer, I think it came out in August. I had some interesting thoughts. No, it was July it came out. End of July. I had some very interesting thoughts. We all know that, I don't know if you know, but I know. So I don't want to assume we when I mean, sorry. It's a little snobby to say. But basically, Avatar 2 comes out in December, which is really great. And Wakanda Forever comes out in November. Obviously, Avatar 2, given the trailer, has to do with the Na'vi going or dealing with underwater or water, which is so exciting. James Cameron, you know, talked a lot about it when the first one first came out, saying that the sequel will have to do with water. 10 years later, we're getting that movie, which is like so great. Okay, but Wakanda Forever looks like it has to do with the water too. And I'm more excited about that because the fact that we only had to wait 2 years for Black Panther 2, a Black Panther sequel, it's just like so much more feasible and tolerable for us crazy Stan fans of the MCU and also the original Black Panther movie, which is probably on par with Iron Man and Iron Man 3. Iron Man 2 I didn't love so much, but I love Iron Man and I love Iron Man 3. But I'm just really so excited, and it was a great way to start my week off. So I hope if you're a Marvel fan too, you saw the trailer and loved it. If you didn't, well, I would love to know your thoughts, but who couldn't love that trailer? It was so artistically stunning, magnificent to watch, and just honestly brought a tear to my eye. And I think Chad would be proud of it. The late, great Chadwick Boseman. But aside from that, wonderful gem. I have four stories for you guys today. Actually, four really good stories. Like, really, really good stories. Stories that I was like, whoa. And our last story, it isn't a political story, but it has to do with the political figure. So I'm just going to say that. I'm going to leave it at that. And when we get there, we'll get there. But it's not going to be a political, like, POV. It's just going to be a political figure. So without further ado, here are our stories. The first story of the day, which was sort of the big one, which was kind of a shocker, but honestly, this one can do no wrong in my eyes, and that is the news that Kim Kardashian agrees to $1.26 million settlement with the SEC for, quote, unlawfully touting crypto security. This is from E! News. Okay, so obviously the news came out today that Kim was fined for being an influencer and posting something without a, like, hashtag ad or hashtag whatever. And, you know, she has so much going on in her life, so many businesses, so much success. Honestly, it was an oversight, but here's a story, and I'll give you my thoughts. Kim K is paying a large penalty after facing legal trouble. On October 3rd, it's October 3rd. Happy Mean Girls Day, everybody. Which, by the way, I saw a TikTok literally not less than 5 minutes ago that somebody said that Netflix yanked Mean Girls 2 off of Netflix. Mean Girls off of Netflix. Mean Girls 2 is iconic. So I wonder where it's going to go now. But honestly, I already saw it. I loved it. Okay. On October 3rd, the Securities Exchange Commission announced charges against the Skims mogul for, quote, touting on social media a crypto asset security offered and sold by Ethereum Max without disclosing the payments she received for the promotion. According to the press release for SEC, Kim, quote, without admitting or denying the SEC findings, agreed to settle the charges as well as pay $1.26 million in penalties, disgorgement, and interest. Quote, Ms. Kardashian is pleased to have resolved this matter with the SEC, Kim's lawyer tells E! News. Kim Kardashian fully cooperated with the SEC from the very beginning, and she remains willing to do whatever she can to assist the SEC in this matter. She wanted to get this matter behind her to avoid protracted dispute. This agreement she reached with the SEC allows her to do that so she can move forward with her many different businesses' pursuits. The SEC's order found that Kim had failed to disclose that she was paid $250,000 to promote Emax tokens, the crypto asset security being offered to the Ethera Max on her Instagram account. Quote, "This case is a reminder that when celebrities or influencers endorse investment opportunities, including crypto asset securities, it doesn't mean that those involvement products are right for all investors," SEC Chair Gary Gensler said in the press release. "We encourage investors to consider an investment's potential risks and opportunities in light of their own financial goals," added Gensler. Quote, "Ms. Kardashian's case also serves as a reminder to celebrities and others that the law requires them to disclose to the public when and how much they are paid to promote investing in securities." Gerber S. Gruhl, the director of the SEC's Division of Enforcement, also addressed the nature of the case against Kim. "The federal securities laws are clear that any celebrity or individual who promotes a crypto asset security must disclose the nature, source, and amount of compensation they received in exchange for the promotion," he said. "Investors are entitled to know whether the publicity of a security is unbiased, and Ms. Kardashian failed to disclose the information." According to the SEC's press release, Kim's $1.26 million fee for the, quote, "violated an anti-touting provision of the federal securities laws includes approximately $260,000 in disgorgement representing her promotional payment, plus prejudgment interest, as well as $1 million penalty. Kim has also agreed not to promote any crypto asset securities for 3 years. Okay, many, many thoughts about this. First and foremost, totally not surprising and good on our girly for literally paying it and getting over with. Kim is so well off that $1.2 million for her is probably the equivalent of what is $126 for most people. Like, I mean, yeah, $126, yes, is a lot, but, like, in the grand scheme of, like, Kim's net worth, it doesn't mean anything. Second of all, yeah, I mean, it just goes to show celebrities aren't above the law, so, okay, I get it. Also, it's kind of like, it makes sense because Kim is the most famous person in the world, except for, like, no, I think she is the most famous person in the world. I was going to say, except for, like, but I couldn't think of an except for, like, person to reference. I was going to say Meghan and Harry, but Kim is, like, in the news every single day of her life. So she probably was just like, let's just get it over with and move on. Why she was promoting crypto, I don't know. She clearly doesn't need the money. Between Skims and her show and Hulu, and honestly, it's like, it's literally not even a slap on the wrist for Kim. It's like nothing. It's like people aren't going to look down on her. People are still going to buy Skims. It's like, oh, okay. Oh, well, you made a little boo-boo. You promoted something without, like, I guess, following the appropriate protocol. But it's on Kim's representatives to clearly relay to her what she or how she has to post. So if, in fact, it was her mother, Kris Jenner, then Kris. But I don't think it was. It was just a, you know, little oversight. And oh, well, that is that. Also, it's kind of just like, I don't think Kim has to do this stuff anymore. Like, how she used to post, like, sugar bear hair and, like, all those weird things that, like, clearly she doesn't use, but people are, she's being paid a lot of money. At some point, Kimmy K, I think you just have to be like, no, I don't, a check's a check. It's, like, it's not even worth it. It's, like, I don't need $260,000. She does not. I mean, again, we don't know anyone's financial, you know, situations, but clearly Kim is very well off. She just bought a $72 million house in Malibu. She has so many cars. She literally could sell probably 3 Birkin bags, and, like, that's the thing. So, oh well. But I just thought it was very interesting that there was so much hoopla about this. Oh well. Like, oops. Whatever. I do, like, wonder, like, how much she pays in taxes, though, every year, because she's such a hire. Oops, she's a yawn. And I'm surprised Kanye didn't, like, go on some rant about this, because he loves to give his 2 cents about everything his wife is doing. Ex-wife, sorry. But speaking of Mr. West, or, I'm sorry, yay, our next story is about him. Okay, this story is from TMZ. Kanye West White Lives Matter shirt at Yeezy fashion show. Kanye West is stirring the pot again, this time wearing a White Lives Matter shirt at his Yeezy fashion show. The Yeezy head honcho was on hand Monday in Paris for a showcasing of a season 9 collection, and during the show, Ye was seen rocking a black tee with a very clear White Lives Matter message on the back. The lettering is bold and in white without context. The front of the shirt features images of Pope John II and the message, quote, "We shall follow your example." The show started out, started about an hour late and featured a kids' chorus, including his daughter North, that sang while the models walked. Kanye described the new collection as something you can pull on and pull over, dubbing it the future of clothing. Isn't that what a sweatshirt is? He also ranted a bit musing about how Elvis would fare in 2022 if he was alive and saying, quote, "You cannot manage me for good measure." Before the show came to an end, a new song with Kanye and James Blake played through the speakers and everyone cheered. Remember, Kanye wore a red MAGA hat for the, 2018, blah, blah, blah. By the way, there was an update to this article. Turns out Ye was also joined by a controversial conservative, I almost said conversionist, which, by the way, wouldn't be, like, whatever. Candace Owens at the show, who also wore a shirt with the same message, and by the way, she literally is looking at him like he is her next man, even though I think she is married and has a baby. Okay, the Candace Owens stuff aside, which I'm not going to talk about because it's literally not, I don't have words. I mean, Kanye does things like this. He does things for shock value. It's performative. It's, you know, he's a poser. He's not really this eccentric person. He's literally posing. And yes, I'm a massive fan of his music, but I'm not a fan of, like, theatrics like this. I think it's idiotic and stupid, and it just goes to show that he is, in fact, not the genius that he makes himself out to be. He is, in fact, a dummy who is following what everybody else follows. And, I mean, that's fine. I mean, there are people who literally would, like, eat out of the palm of his hand. But most people are starting to see, and I know this because I'm reading the comments on the Shade Room and whatnot, that a lot of his stuff is just now BS. And this is almost crossing the line because it is basically a huge slap in the face to the whole BLM movement and the social justice movement and everything that went on and the important work that has been done by, you know, those who have been advocating and supporting the movement post George Floyd. It's just like, at this point, I think we all know why Kanye does things and where he stands in his existence. And I'm going to leave it at that because I really don't want to say anything bad about the father of Kim's children. And it's very clear that he loves his children very much. And I think that's an amazing thing. And I think that's, you know, sort of who he should be in the lane that he should exist in. But I think much like the former president, some people literally need to be in the news. They need to constantly be feeding into this machine. And Kanye is like, "I'm so different from the machine. You can't manage me." He's literally feeding into the machine. It's hypocrisy. And I'm not sure if Kanye knows what that word means, but I know he's smart enough and can afford a dictionary, so, you know, he should do that. And, but again, you know, I've also been reading a lot about, you know, how people are like, for Kim, you know, even though Kanye sort of birthed this new life for her in a way with the four kids and, you know, elevating her fame, and now Kim is, like, at a level that I think is far surpassed Kanye's, and many would agree with me, is it worth it? Like, because every, you know, couple months or whatever, Kim has to know, Kim knows probably that this kind of crap is going to happen, and this woman is literally has the mind of like a mind of steel. Like she is so strong, and it's a huge testament to probably the way she was brought up. You know, her father who passed, Robert, Bruce, Caitlin, you know, formerly Bruce, Chris, MJ, everyone who raised her. So I really do feel for Kim. I can't even imagine how like obnoxious it must be. I had another two stories, but I'm honestly gonna leave it at that because now I'm just like annoyed after like reading that because I feel for Kim and I just think it ain't right. It ain't right. It's just preposterous in the words of, I don't even know who said that, but I'm saying it. Okay, everybody, have a fabulous Tuesday. You can tune my podcast, The Mysteries of Pop Culture, on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Castbox Radio, iTunes, podcast app, basically anywhere a podcast stream. I'm gonna go now and probably watch a movie. I was kind of like feeling Cinderella, the Amazon Prime Video one with Camila Cabello and Idina Menzel. Literally the most iconic movie ever. I'm going to go and watch that and I'll report back tomorrow. All right, everybody, have a fabulous day. And I'll chat with you later. Bye.